Damn you, Vivian's gone. You lured me away so they could take her.
I don't know what you're talking about. If they took her, it wasn't my doing. Come on, I'll help you find her. With all this snow, there's gonna be tracks.
The sky was still overcast and gray, and the storm wasn't over, but the snow had dwindled to a few flurries. There were two sets of footprints leading from the back door of the hotel. Deep as the snow was, the abductors had brought horses, and their tracks were easily followed. Few had ventured out into the snow, and it soon became obvious the trail was leading away from town.
My God, there ain't nothing up this way but a railroad depot.
I reckon it has a stove. All they need is a place to hold up just long enough to force me out into the open. Then they'll offer to swap Vivian for me.
You don't have to agree to that. If they harm the woman, they'll be breaking the law.
Sheriff, before this day's done, you're going to learn that some folks have no respect for the law. Get in the way and this bunch will shoot you as quick as they'll shoot me.
You're in bad company, Sheriff. This ain't your fight. Get on back to town.
Now you Suttons, pay attention. You have a woman in there who's done nothing to you. Let her go, or I'm placing you all under arrest.
Not by a jugful. We want the bastard that gunned down Dobie, and when we get him, we'll turn his woman loose.
Dobie was gunned down in a fair fight. A fight he started. I'll have no more shooting as a result of that. You're breaking the law.
You got just 5 minutes to start that gun thrower walking this way. You know? Then we'll strip this little gal and do some interesting things with her.
Sabrina Sutton, are you in there?
I'm here.
You and your sons are breaking the law. Now this is your last chance to back off and come out of it clean.
You heard our terms. You send us that killer, and we'll turn the woman loose.
I'll come over there, but only if Dal and Dent have the sand to face me. Dobie was a shorthorn full of brag, but not a grain of sand in his craw. I'm guessing it runs in the family, and his two big brothers are all mouth too, am I right?
Hell no. Start walking. We're coming out.
My God, you're not going to face both of them.
I am. There's no other way.
Them's long odds. Better if I side you.
No, I promise to face them alone. While their attention is on me, try to circle around and disarm the Sutton woman.
The one to your right is Dal, the other's Dent. Both of them is Sidewinder mean.
Sheriff Babcock moved on up the track from the depot, apparently to take refuge behind a crisscrossed stack of railroad ties. Nathan began his walk, knowing that when the moment came, he must somehow improve the odds. Not surprisingly, both the Suttons drew at the same time. But at that precise second, Nathan Stone seemed to stumble. He went belly down in the snow, cold in his hands. Both the Suttons were driven backward into the snow and lay there, unmoving.
Damn you! You killed my boy!
Nathan was on his feet and running toward the depot. Up the track a ways, he could see Sheriff Babcock headed the same way. That shot meant that Vivian Stafford had been at the mercy of Sabrina Sutton and a loaded shotgun. Suddenly, Vivian stepped out. She wore the paisley dress, and the entire front of it was soaked with blood. Her eyes were on Nathan for a terrified moment, and then she collapsed, face down in the snow.
Oh my God, the Sutton woman shot her!
But when Nathan reached Vivian and rolled her over, he found her looking at him. Her lips were moving, but it was a moment before she found her voice.
I killed her. Dear God, I didn't mean to, but she wouldn't let go of the gun.
Now, you done what you had to do, ma'am. Best go in there and see what they done to the railroad agent.
I'm taking Vivian back to the hotel. Can you walk?
Yes. I'm not hurt, but I want to get this dress off. Her blood is all over me.
Oh, scared the hell out of me when I heard that shotgun blast. I was sure she'd killed you.
She was going to, but I grabbed for the shotgun and fought her for it. She wouldn't let go, and the muzzle of it was at her throat.
Well, it's all over now. I'd like for us to ride out of here today, but there'll be more snow tonight.
I'm beginning to see it your way. If the Suttons wanted you badly enough to kill me, they would have followed us. The storm kept us here, and as terrible as all this has been, I feel like we've settled it.
With them, maybe. There may be more in this town as foolish and glory-hungry as Dobie Sutton was. I reckon I can count on the damn newspaper man to spread word of it far and wide. I can see the headlines now. Nathan Stone, killer, guns down Nebraska family.
You didn't kill them all. I killed one of them.
It won't matter. Blaming it all on me makes a better headline.